Colossians in chapter 1. I want to take it from verse 14. I may go a little higher. I'll take it from 9. I'll read quickly. For this reason, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, for all patience and longsuffering with joy, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of his Son, the Son of his love, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For by him all things were created that are in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through him and for him. All things were created through him and for him. And he is before all things, and in him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he may have the preeminence. For he pleased the Father that in him all the fullness should dwell, and by him to reconcile all things to himself, by him, whether things on earth or things in heaven, having made peace through the blood of his cross. Praise the Lord. And you, who once were alienated and enemies in your own mind by wicked works, yet now he has reconciled. Praise the Lord. Amen. Quickly, this scripture tells us quite a lot. And if you look at it closely, what he's saying in a nutshell, which I stressed on Wednesday, is this. All things were created by who? Come on, talk to me. You can see this running through the Bible, whether you're looking at Genesis, or you're looking at the book of John, or you're looking at 1 John, or you're looking at Colossians like we see here, or you go back to Revelation. God does not hide the fact that Jesus made the system, and all things were made by him, and they were made for him. Come on, church, are you here? Did you read it there? Praise God. All things. And to make it clear, make us understand that there's no exemption to this fact or this truth, is the fact that he said, whether they are in heaven or on earth, nothing was made that he did not make. They were made through him, by him, for him. So Taiwo, settle your case early. You are made for him. You can disagree all your life. If it's the last thing you will know, you will know. And if you refuse to know here, the moment you step out of this room, you will know. Only that it will be too late. If you are made for him and you refuse him the whole period until you left this room, what a waste. When there's no repair, I'll feel the fire. So good enough, in the name of Jesus, that we have the privilege of knowing that we are for him. Whether dead or alive, we are made for him. And not just me. Anything I can ever own or have or desire, they are made through him, for him, and by him. So permit me say, Yoba, Iwaba lansare kitikiti. I said, oh, the gra, sorry, please take it easy. They are for him. The scripture, he said, he is before all things, not just all human beings, consist in that in all things he wants, he holds the preeminence. That's why if you don't give him the pre-place in all things, you are struggling for no reason. We are not just talking anybody now. We are saying Jesus. I mean Jesus, the second full person of the Godhead. We established this last Wednesday. And before the service was over, if you were here, you know that he took over. As right now, he has taken over. You can't be telling people the truth about him and he will not take over. We can tell ourselves lies that we want to hear. But when we zero in on the truth and nothing but the truth, he will take over. And that's why he takes over most of the time. Do you know that your experience is not what is needed? Your experience is just to buttress the truth that you are saying. It is him that matters. Sometimes we forget that, even in Christendom. My experiences are needed. You know where they are needed? So that they can be examples to buttress the point we are making about him. That's why it says you will go into all the world, say you will receive power, after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you'll be whose witnesses? Come on, talk to me. No, you're going to be Pastor Taiwo's witnesses. Come on, talk to me, talk to me. No, say it clearly now. No, you go and be Pastor Taiwo's witnesses. Of no way. No, you go and be your blood father's witnesses. No, you go and be the witness of the king of your town. No! Not even the witness of the president of Nigeria, or the witness of the president of America, or the witness of the general secretary of UN. No way! You will be the witnesses of who? Jesus! But a lot of times we forget. It's about him. For thou hast created all things. That's Revelations. And for thy pleasures they are and were created. So if I go by that scripture in Revelation, I am created to give him pleasure. To give God pleasure. To give Jesus pleasure. My life is to pleasure Jesus. Hey! I feel the fire in the house. So he's the essence in everything of everything. If you can dissect anything created severally, you've missed Jesus there. I asked the metaphysician and the parapsychologist that, wait a minute, everything you are saying and you are drilling, does it go to prove that you have master of this system than anybody? Of course not. They have their limits. But do you know that you are limitless? Because it is him in you for whom all things were made. And to make it interesting, when you get into the book of Romans, you begin to find, it says, for the whole of creation are earnestly waiting. What were they waiting for? Of the sons of God. You know why? Because everything created, he made them. He's their essence. And in making you, he made you the crown of creation. He saddled you with the kind of authority that you can't find anywhere, which I was saying during the communion. And the whole of creation, for them to be able to benefit from this redemption and for this restoration, for this eternal or perpetual rulership, they will wait for you to decide. They cannot, they don't have that capacity that you have. And that's why it's important what you do with your life. Even the plants, the trees, the mountains, they are waiting. Your decisions will sentence them down or up. How much more the situation in our country? When I know that he is the essence of everything, then my life assumes another frequency. Ladies and gentlemen, I know that nothing is permanent except as he has made it permanent. And I know too that nothing can flow to me except as he has allowed it to be. See, I was combining this when I was talking on Thursday. You know what he said? He said, do you know what? Before you were born, he that made everything, said, before you were born, I knew you. When you didn't even know yourself, I knew you. When you did not exist as far as human measurements are concerned, I knew you. He said, before you were conceived in your mother's womb, I concluded your matter. He said, I called you and I ordained you prophets to the nations before you were formed in your mother. Hey, I feel the fire, ladies and gentlemen. I think God knows what he's doing. You know? We are entering some dangerous moment in the lives of men. When every shackle of oppression, because they all come from the spirit, when they are, will be totally broken. And then we will see you in your true form. You will see me in my true form. The devil has lost the ability to hold you down. Even the devil is a creature. He is. Is there anything God cannot reverse? Is there anything he cannot provide? He is God. He is the maker of the ends of the earth. What I am today, what I'm striving to be now, what I will ever be, is concluded in him. In everything he holds the preeminence. So I don't even know what troubles you are going through today. The maker of the ends of the earth, the creator of heavens and earth, the one that calls forth and things be, I release grace and strength to you today.
in the name of Jesus.
We give him praise. We established that. And then we're talking about the supernatural. So we established that to the extent that I was able to make a conclusion, which I want to make right now. You are supernatural. You are a spirit. Watch me. I'm not saying you are a spirit being, you are a spirit. But because you have an assignment in this realm, you are given a body. You are a spirit. And please hear me clearly. If you are a spirit, you will never be eternally stable until you return back to being a spirit. And that's what the Bible means when it says that though our outward man perishes, our inward man is what? Daily renewed and strengthened. What we call old age is the wearing out of your garment. You are a spirit. So when the man is becoming jege old, his spirit is younger than the strongest young man you can ever think of in your life. Because his spirit is getting stronger and stronger. And like I told you on Wednesday, what happens is that when this spirit gets too strong and this body gets too weak, it can't sustain that spirit anymore. You shelve the body. That's what we call physical death. And except where the devil attacks a man and he injures this physical body, you know, so to such a bastard that it could not sustain this spirit dead by accident, which will never be your portion in Jesus' name. But you see, when you know who you are, you'll be able to control even those forces that control the accident. Say, Pastor, what if it doesn't happen? Then God, his sovereignty will rule. And you will know, aren't you a spirit? You will know when his sovereignty, is at work. You will know. You know, we don't need any preacher. You will know that this is God's sovereignty at work. You'll be at rest. Because God is spirit. And they that worship him, they that fellowship with him, they that relate with him, must do so, how? In spirit. Tell your neighbor, say, spirit. So let nobody scare you with a ghosty call ghostini. If you are saying ghost, this is a super ghost. Not just a ghost, I'm a ghost. I have the Holy Ghost. Within my ghost is God's ghost. So let ghost appear. Let's see which ghost is powerful. Tell your neighbor, say spirit. If you don't know this fact, believe me, you will struggle unnecessarily in life. Even the trees know. How come you don't know? The dogs know. Even mosquitoes know. Go and read Romans chapter 8. They are all in bondage waiting for you to manifest as sons. Come on. Come of age. Be mature. Let's see what you know. Decide. And all of us follows you. After all, they didn't land where they landed. It was man that decides to follow Satan. All of them get into bondage. Hello? So you are a spirit being. If you're a spirit being, then what holds men cannot hold you easily. In the name of Jesus. No, I'm not joking now. God knows I'm not joking. I'm not trying to be impressive. If you get impressed in the name of Jesus, God will impress you. It was my own. The truth is that I never work for any man. I never work for any woman. I never work for any group of people. I never work for any government. I never work for any politician. I never work for any business people. I never work for any academic group of people. No. I don't even think a lot of times to do what I do. I'm sometimes moved by impulse. Then I will now try to tidy up. I'm not joking. I stand before you. But I cannot joke with what I'm hearing. They set me free. And then remember that song, set my spirit free, that I may worship you. Set my spirit free, that I may worship. Ladies and gentlemen, if you are not free in your spirit, you are bound. It says, staying in the spirit, I am free. There is no chain on me. Jesus already gave me the keys. Staying in the spirit, I am free. And when you understand what I'm talking about, you'll be more concerned about your assignment than any other thing in life. Every pleasure, every gain that you may ever or that you might aspire for will be found in your assignment, only that they will be colored God's way. They will be divine pleasure. They will not be deceits of the devil. you have not been caught in a web until the devil deceives you by pleasure and with pleasure. He reduces powerful men to nothing. He takes powerful men out of focus. But when you are in his presence, the Bible says that in his presence there is fullness of joy. And in his right hand there are what? Pleasure! Don't you know that what he presents as pleasure, they are not pleasure? They are baits to kill. It looked like pleasure to Eve. It became eternal damnation. Thank God for eternal redemption in Christ Jesus. Everything has its basis in the spirit. And so I want to encourage you, anywhere you find yourself, please recognize, is a platform to showcase Jesus. Hey, and I know what I'm talking about. Because in this coming year, in the name of Jesus, I wasn't asking him, but he obliged me. He said, those of your company who are truly concerned for the state of the nation, I will lift them up and position them. In the name of Jesus. He said, I will position them. And they gave me a proof. I was asked to pray for the resources leakage at the experience. I said, why you guys give me this stuff? He said to me, he said, go and pray. He said, those who will pray sincerely with you. He said, listen, tell them what I told you. That when I got you praying this and that, you get them committed, I lift them to get committed. Give them responsibility in that sector. I was going to argue, he shut me up. So you think it's your intellectualism that is producing the people you are producing? I'm producing from that little place called Fountain of Life Church. Why is it come? Why is it that you're all scattered in the government and in the public places and in the private sectors? Is it not the same word of God? Oh, Pastor who has a key, use this. What key? Oh, there's honey in his mouth. Which honey? It is the power of the word. And you know the way the word works? He said, the ground yields of his own increase. No man knows how. Go and look at it in Mark chapter 4. This coming year, in the name of Jesus, if you will stand your ground and recognize that every platform is a platform to showcase the glory of Jesus. If you will do that this coming year, believe you me, you don't need to beg. The same way he brought Daniel to rule, watch. Some people just have to be responsible for others. It's not what I can get and what I can eat. But you are crying for Nigeria. Say, God, show yourself in the name of Jesus. When he looks around, he says, if you can have this kind of grace and passion, come. That's it. Because you wouldn't have invested so much passion and energy and cry to go and mess it up. No. Daniel never messed it up. Joseph never did. And that's the secret people don't know about this country. God has 7,000 that will come out. He is the essence of everything. So I encourage you in your community, in your marketplace, start fellowships. Come on. How will we take this kind of thing out to the world? You know, he told me, say, encourage all these men and women to start fellowship. Not fellowship for what I can get or how popular I am or come and compete with Pastor Samuel. I have fellowship. Shut up. But because we are the light of the world, any platform God has given you is his platform. Whether it's in your school as a teacher, whether it's in your community where you live, in your office where you work, whether it's the MD or as a clerk, it doesn't matter. After all, Daniel entered as a slave. Joseph entered as a slave. Having said that, let me conclude. That's just supernatural. Can I say visitation? You know, visitation is the fact. I base this on this scripture. What is man? Psalm 8, verse 4, I guess. What is man that you are mindful of him? But it's not a man that you what? Visit him. Visit that. That is, you give him so much attention. You care so much for him. Job 7, 17 and 18, you find the same thing there. Glory be to God in the highest. And if you turn to all the light letters of Paul, you discover that Paul was so particular about that. And that's why I wrote that to a whole person, spirit, soul, and body. So he knew what he was talking about. Glory be to God in the highest. I said, glory be to God in the highest. You know why? Because God has made you in his image after the likeness. You are a spirit being. God is spirit. I know what he did. He delegated his own authority to you. God is not a careless investor. If God delegates to you, he will supervise it. He won't delegate to you and now become afraid of who are you. That's why then I said, he rules in the affairs of man. That's why in the Bible says, he lifts one up and brings one down. Who will question his authority? He warned that Nebuchadnezzar. He said, be careful. Know that God rules in your affairs. I mean, Nebuchadnezzar, he has given wisdom and favor. Please, fear him and worship him. When the man forgot again and began to say, look at my hand, he became an animal for 7 years. In his own testimony, he said that after 7 days and 7 seasons, he said, my understanding remained. God removed his understanding. He behaved like an animal. King! So they knew stuff. And they took charge. That's what I'm talking about. And God said to me, he said, you know, if you are able to perpetrate this truth through these people across Lagos, across Nigeria, he said, leave the rest to me. So talk of visitation. God will visit you. In the name of Jesus. He visits unbelievers. He visits believers. Why? We are made in his image. So conclusion, he's always visiting. But will you be discerning enough to always welcome him? From today, things have changed for you in the name of Jesus.